Here we go.
Woohoo! Giddy up. Let's get her going.
Here it comes. Wait for it. It is. I can't tell you the number of times I had that blaring in my Ford F-100 pickup truck on my 8-track deck tape player.
Ford has a 100.
Back in the 70s.
They did, yeah, back then. Okay, I was just...
Screaming through Tonto Basin, baby, or across Antelope Flats, or Williams Mesa. That was just what you did in the 70s, baby. CCR on the road. Very nice. Bum, 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 bum. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, as I hope you are every single Saturday morning. You know, we do all we can at Rosie on the House to earn the title of every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We are absolutely and completely free service to you, the Arizona homeowner. It's our goal and our mission to become your best friend that you don't touch. You don't even think about touching anything on your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin until you check with us. We've been doing the radio program for 28 years. Some of those years, it was a one-hour show. Some of those years, it was a two-hour show. Some of those years, it was a three-hour show. We're currently a four-hour show. And when we take questions on home improvement, maintenance, or repair, we log those questions into our website, rosieonthehouse.com, with the appropriately correct answer depending on where in Arizona that question originated from. Because the question about insulation is different for those of you in Yavapai and Coconino County than it is for us in Maricopa, Pinal, or Pima County. So we are Arizona specific. It's the only place you can find that kind of information. And then once you get the answers to any of the questions you're trying to tackle, you can also go to our referral directory, which I just have to humbly tell you has been voted the number one contractor referral directory in Arizona for 7 years in a row. So we're very thankful for that. We work very hard to put together the best of the best contractors that you never have to worry about calling any of them. A lot of the referral directories have a disclaimer on the second page that says if you have a problem or trouble with one of these contractors, it's not our problem. It's up to you to solve that problem with their certified contractors. Only Rosie on the House has a complaint resolution policy with real teeth in it. You use a Rosie on the House contractor and they stub their toe or they have less than a brilliant moment at your house for any reason, you're dissatisfied, I find out about every one of those. And there aren't very many, I have to tell you that. With some 140, 150 members all across Arizona, we have a complaint resolution officer, and there's many days he's like the old TV commercial, the Maytag repairman, that's playing solitaire waiting for the phone to ring. You don't get very many complaints from the 140 or 150 Rosie certified partners. So, now, we get a lot of phone calls from people all week long telling us about the problems they're having with their contractors. And the first thing they always say, Rosie, I know, I should have used one of your partners, but I didn't, and here's the problem. Well, folks, y'all need to understand, I have little to no leverage over those licensed, bonded, insured contractors that aren't Rosie certified. I can give you some information. I can help you navigate the problem you're having with that particular contractor. But the lesson to be learned is don't contract with anybody that's not Rosie on the House.
We're not a government agency, so we've got no legal authority over anyone that hasn't signed our complaint resolution policy. And to sign that complaint resolution policy, you have to go through a screening process. And we've made it so it's not a completely time-consuming process for the contractor, But it takes a couple hours of time filling out paperwork. It's just enough to scare off somebody that is bad at paperwork and bad at being organized, because finding all that stuff, if you're not well organized, some people may never find it.
Yeah, right.
Buried. So it's right. The screening process is a big part of it. And with technology and background checks, it's only gotten harder over the years.
It is. The screening process at Roseanne House has only gotten harder. We started it back for our remodeling company in about 1996. And since then, we have been refining it and increasing the difficulty of it. So you make it through that screening process, you've got your stuff put together. So we publish a regular article in the Casa Grande Dispatch, in the Green Valley News, down in Tucson at the Arizona Daily Star. And you can get our weekly article, the weekly topic. And this week, it's how much time do do-it-yourself projects really take? And that's the topic we'll be covering in the 10 o'clock broadcast here this morning. But absolutely the number one thing we're asked about more all year long than anything is?
Oh, the Crawfish Festival.
When's the Crawfish Festival? So you've organized it where it regularly is at Bison Ranch in Overgaard the first weekend of August.
Historically, yeah.
Yeah, historically, but we've got heartbreaking news.
Yeah. A big contributor to that, Bobby Avery, and kind of the controller of the boiling of the crawfish and all the pots and orchestra. We've just don't have the capacity to hold it this year, so it'll take a year off.
A year off. No crawfish festival this weekend at Bison Ranch.
This year.
First weekend in August. No crawfish festival.
On the House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.